Libra, this is your June horoscope for 2021. Libra, this is such a significant month for you because you have the potential to expand in ways that you've wanted to for a long time, but that because it hasn't happened or you haven't felt expanded in a long time or inspired in a long time, you didn't think that it was possible for you. Okay. Now, with that said, let's start with the first week of June. The first week of June finds your ruler Venus entering Cancer on June 2nd. By that time, Mars is already in Cancer, and Cancer is your 10th house of career. Having both the cosmic lovers, Mars and Venus, in the 10th house indicates a time in which career-wise, work-wise, you're either going to be highly inspired, highly active, very busy, and finding yourself with opportunities to expand your work, your word, into different directions. Now, because we have Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces, both Venus and Mars are going to create a beautiful trine. Pisces for you is the sixth house of daily routine, health, the day-to-day, and how you can be of service. How interesting that the day-to-day, the sixth house of daily work is right now being activated so beautifully, and your 10th house of career is connecting to that so beautifully as well. This is you getting ready to embrace new opportunities, expansion, and really opportunities that have to do with you working in a way that, again, you wanted to perhaps for a long time or had this idea, and now this finally coming to fruition for you. Okay, so understand that the more you lean into what you love, the more you put in the work on a daily basis, you're creating energy and momentum that, especially during eclipse seasons, the universe is picking up on and will send the people and the opportunities appropriate for you to expand. Now, the people and the opportunities can come in June, but understand that this opens up a six-month energetic window that will end in December. And come December of 2021, you can either see yourself continuing to attract different work opportunities or finding yourself in a space in which you can say, wow, I am an authority in the subject or the job that I am talking about. It's really, really, really beautiful, okay? So this is also important because on June 10th, we have the solar eclipse in Gemini taking place at 19 degrees Gemini. For you, Gemini is the ninth house of elevation of consciousness, expansion of your perspective, expansion of your vision, higher education, legal matters and travel. So what does this mean? Having a new moon eclipse in the ninth house of all of those themes that I mentioned means that we had a full moon eclipse in Sagittarius in the third house of perception, short distance travel, relationship with siblings, how you communicate, and how you perceive the world. In order for you to recognize opportunities, especially work and career opportunities, you need to believe that you deserve it. And that has a lot to do with the narrative that you carry about yourself and your capabilities. So, if the full moon of May 26 represented releasing an old narrative, it means that you have to release an old belief system about yourself. And if the new moon eclipse in Gemini is directly across that Sagittarius energy, it means that you need to adapt a new perspective about yourself so that you can allow yourself to expand in ways that you want. There is no way that someone who doesn't have any idea of their value, of their worth, of their capabilities, there is no way that someone with that mindset can take advantage of opportunities when they come their way. Why? Because you will immediately say, oh, that's not for me. I don't have the capacity. I don't have the knowledge. I don't da 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 da. Okay? Understand that these eclipses, which is the axis of communication, actually take place in your axis of communication. And more than that, they take place in the axis that has to do with your mindset. A significant shift in mindset is at your disposal, and changing that mindset can be life-changing. I am not exaggerating at all. I am telling you that the way you choose to lean into yourself, the way you choose to believe in yourself, is going to set the tone for several years to come. This is especially true because you have Saturn transiting your fifth house of creativity, joy, children, and romance, okay? If this has to do with work, if this has to do with a creative project, if this has to do with you exposing your creativity, Saturn in Aquarius is asking you to really, really take advantage of that. Now, because Saturn is having the square to Uranus and Taurus on June 14th, this can represent internal resistance to you changing your mindset. Uranus in Taurus is in your eighth house of intimacy, shared resources, intimacy with another, but it's also a very psychological house. Uranus transiting there is trying to shake you up about your belief systems, again, about intimacy with self, and just about letting go of a lot of baggage that no longer serves you. You need to step into your own. You need to own what you've learned, what you've taught yourself over the last couple of years, how much you've paid, whether in courses or certifications or anything that that you've done over the last couple of years to really set yourself apart from other people. And now it's your opportunity to take advantage of all of that education, of all that you've done for yourself. It's a change in mindset. I feel that the change in mindset is going to take place, but because I'm also a very strong believer in free will, I am going to really remind you not to sabotage any opportunities that come your way this month, or any other month for that matter, especially as the year moves forward. Do not sabotage. Do not go back to these narratives that keep you stuck and stagnant, because you're really not going to enjoy that, especially when it comes to the end of the year. Okay? That's what I will say about that. Okay, so with that said, we have the summer solstice happening on June 20th. What does the solstice mean? It means that the sun is moving into Cancer energy. And what is Cancer? Your 10th house of career. If there are any work career opportunities that come up for you really in the month of June and July, and you lean into them with full confidence, you have June, July, August, and September to acclimate to this new space, to this new space, even within yourself. And come the end of the year, you really feeling like, okay, this is where I belong, because this is what I wanted, because I am capable of it. Okay. It's a really beautiful time if you allow yourself to have it. So I really, really hope that you do. Now, come June 24th, we have the full moon in Capricorn. Capricorn for you is in the fourth house of home, a sense of home, your own sense of family, your own sense of belonging, your safe space. And it's also one of the more private parts of our chart. Being that it's a full moon, for you, I can see you being emotional around that time, really in a state of melancholy. And my hope is that it's a state of melancholy because you're going through a transition and not because you're trying to hold on to something that no longer serves you. When we are letting go of something, or when the universe makes it clear that it is really time to let go of something that feels like home, that feels familiar, it's okay to be sad about it. It's okay to have a sense of mourning towards it, because for a long time, it was a part of our identity. It was a part of something that made us who we were. But like anything else, it changes and it's not meant to be permanent. So pay attention to what unfolds for you with this full moon in Capricorn on June 24th, because I believe that it's going to be correlated to Venus going retrograde in Capricorn at the end of the year. And Venus is your ruler. So Venus represents the relationship with self, relationship with others, values, and sense of worth. Look, this can either have you moving homes into something that you really genuinely love. This can have you attracting a really significant relationship. But if none of that manifests, if you're perfectly happy where you are, you're perfectly happy single, or you're perfectly happy with a current partnership, this is about you really coming to an understanding of your worth. I've got this. These are my talents. This is what I have to offer. I am going to go all in these opportunities that are presenting themselves to me. But here's what I'll say. Still feeling like you have to process more. Look, if you need to process, highly suggest a therapist or a coach and safe space to do it in. But do not think that you still have to process just so that you don't have to move forward. The fourth house, again, represents our home. We can get very comfy in our home. Our home feels amazing. But at what cost, right? Don't stay indoors. Don't stay in the comfort zone just so that you don't rock the boat, just so that you don't shake some feathers. Life is life. And if you've gotten this far, you can go farther, okay? By the end of the month, on June 27th, your ruler moves into Leo. I love a good Venus in Leo. Leo is your 11th house of community, of friends, of higher aspirations, of creativity. And Venus moving there towards the end of June and through July is such a beautiful time to hang out with friends, to tap into your creativity, to just have fun and allow the eclipses to unfold whatever they will. But more importantly, gauge into your sense of self-love, because Leo is the sign of love and Venus is the planet of relationship with self. Really hone into your own sense of self-love, not because you're giving yourself manis and pedis, which is totally cool, but because you understand that it's time for you to step up and move in a different direction. This Venus in Leo will be accompanied by Mars in Leo, because Mars will go into Leo earlier on in the month. Mars will enter Leo on June 11th. So having both cosmic lovers in the 11th house allows you to, on the one hand, have a really great and social summer. And on the other, it's the universe saying, look, both of the cosmic lovers are here supporting you, supporting this new sense of love. Take advantage of it. I hope this is helpful. May you come back to it throughout the month of June. Enjoy your June.